We got a lot of examples in God's word. Let us know. We see Noah. We see so many incidents, things that went on in the word. And we see the promises of God being fulfilled. It's a beautiful thing. So when we can be in a position to say, come, Lord, lead us, come. We want to be ready. Amos 4 and 12 said, be prepared to meet thy God. So we got to get in a position of preparing every day like it's no tomorrow. Praise God. I thank God for, I want to say happy Father's Day to all the men and bless our sisters for being there to support us, our wives and our daughters and all that love us and keep us encouraged as we do likewise. I was going to give a little tribute to the men, but I'm not going to do that for the sake of time because I did had it. It had scriptures too, but I'm not going to go there because, like I said, it was a beautiful tribute to the men. So we're going to dive right into the word. Amen. Examples of love. Example of love. And I know we talk about men, but I'm talking about, as someone say, the eternal world, Father. And our lesson is coming out, our message is coming out of John 13. And starts verse 1 to 17. And Jesus knew what time it was. It was time for him to get ready to leave off the scene, to be crucified, and to go back to be with his Father. But he had his disciples there. And I'm going to show you what an example of love is. And we men, the women talked about it this morning, about their husband and how committed they are. But look at Jesus, example of love. All right. He knew the mindset of those disciples, who's going to be the greatest. And Jesus wanted to set the stage and let them know there's three things in my study. One is walk in humility. Right. One is walk in love. Yes. One is walk in service. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And this is what he was trying to get. And it's not about us. It's no more I, but it's Christ. Mm-hmm. We have to lift him up. That's what he was trying to instill in them, that they have to go out and serve and love one another. Mm-hmm. That's our mission, to love each other. As I have loved the church.
That's right.
Praise God. So we're going to read a few verses. And like I say, we're going to read a little scripture. Praise God. And we're going to move on into the word. We're going to read a few verses here, starting off in St. John, the 13th chapter, verses 1 to 3. And then I'm going to give you the side scripture, and we're going to move on from there. And just share which out of the abundance of my heart. New King James Version says, verse 1, now before the feast of the Passover, when Jesus knew that his hour had come, that he should depart from this world of the Father to the Father, having loved his own who were in the world, he loved them to the end. Loved them to the end. The end of his time. And he showed us that for us. And we always quote the scripture, for God so loved the world. Yes. He showed us where his heart was, why he came down. He said, even if it's possible, remove this cup from me. But he said, nevertheless, not my will, thy will be done. And fathers, that's the attitude we should have. If I jump, move away from it. But that's the attitude we should have. Be committed. Committed to your family, committed to your children. So accept the challenge. All right. It only comes to make it, and it builds character in you. You represent your children, and you have to stick by them and trust them and nurture them in the word. Share the word with them, praise God. And it goes on to say, he said, his hour had not come that he should depart from the world to the Father. Having loved his own who were in the world, he, love them to the end. Verse 2, and supper being ended, that the devil having already put into the heart of Judas Iscariot, Simon's son, to betray him. Jesus, knowing that the Father had given all things into his hand, and that he had come from God and was going to God. Praise God. Let's look at this first one in John 3:16. Talk about all power. John 3:35. Praise God. We're just thankful for God's word. God's word is so refreshing. God's word is so inspiring, so encouraging. It's full of life. We got to just dwell in it. Verse 35 says, John 3:35 says, the Father loved the Son and had given him all things into his hand. All power was given unto him. Praise God. And he who believed in the Son has everlasting life. And he does not believe in the Son shall not see life, but the wrath of God abides on him. We want to be saved. We want to be ready, because there's a God of love, and then there's a God of judgment. But we want to receive God and be ready. Praise God. Well, look at Daniel 7:35. Daniel 7:35. Let me find it right quick. All right, bear with me there. Okay. And 7 and 13 says, I'm sorry about that, if I did 35. Daniel 7:13-14 say, I was watching, this is a vision of Daniel. I was watching in the night vision, and behold, one like the Son of Man, coming on the clouds of heaven. And he came in the Ancient of Days, and they brought him near before him. Then to him was given dominion and glory and kingdom, that all people, nations, and languages should serve him. With dominion is an everlasting dominion which shall not pass away, and his kingdom, the one which shall not be destroyed. What a thing. It's looking at God, looking at his Son. Amen. And he gave him dominion, and his kingdom shall not pass away. What a promise. Everything in the word is yes and amen. Yes, yes. He gives him dominion. He says he's coming back. We have to lock in and hold on to the promises of God. God's word doesn't change. Amen. It's same yesterday, today, and forevermore. That's talking about Jesus. But Jesus is his word, because we know in St. John 1:1. Praise God. In the beginning was the word, and the word was with God, and the word was God. And the word became flesh. And we know that with Jesus, praise God. So we have to continue as we looking at the example of love. We see that perfect example. And as we go into verse 4, how he took off his clothes, his mantle, and washed his disciples' feet. Let's look at that. Verse 4 says, 13:4. Bear with me here. Let's see. He rose from supper and laid aside his garment. Talking about Jesus, right? He's preparing to wash his disciples' feet. Took a towel and girded himself. After that, he poured water into the basin and began to wash the disciples' feet and to wipe them with the towel with which he was girded. Then he came to Simon Peter, and Peter said to him, Lord, are you washing my feet? Lord, are you washing my feet? Jesus answered and said to him, What I am doing, you do not understand now, but you will not after this, not you will knowing after this. Peter said to him, you shall never wash my feet. Jesus answered him, if I do not wash you, you have no part of me. Simon Peter said to him, Lord, not my feet only, but also my hands and my head. And Jesus said to him, he who is bathed needs only to be washed his feet, but it complete washed his feet, but it is completely clean, and you are clean, but not all of you. Praise God. So we see here God's preparing, Jesus preparing to wash their feet. And here it is, Peter questioned God because he knew that this wasn't something that a king, his Messiah should be doing. And that's why Peter questioned him and said, no, you can't do that. You know, because that was the occupation, or that was something a slave would do, a servant. But Jesus was letting him know, if I don't wash your feet, you will have no part with me. And then Peter backed up and said, whoa, not only my feet, but wash everything, from my head to my body, wash me. But Jesus said, he that is clean need not to be washed. But his feet was an example. He was showing them his character, Jesus, an example of love. He was showing him humility to the disciples. Humility, love, and being a servant.
Yes.
He was showing them that. And that goes for us today in the house of God. We have to take on that same mindset. Whatever you find yourself to do, do it. Do it out of the love of God, out of the example that Jesus set forth. And I love that about it. And he let them see that. Praise God. We're going to go on. Let's look at Psalms 24 and 3 and 4. Psalms 24, verses 3 and 4. So we see the setting. Because even with Jesus getting ready to leave, he know he had to go to the cross. But he took time to show them humility. He took time that nothing was beneath him. If the Father can do it, what about us?
Amen.
We have to have that same attitude, no matter how little, if it's clean in the restroom, taking out the trash. We do it to the glory of God. Praise God. I was thinking about if somebody would come in here, like the president or somebody, and kneel down and wash your feet, what would you think? Yes, see, I know a lot going on, but the point is, that's how we look at it. And this is the way Peter was looking at Jesus, of that stature, the one that said in the beginning.
Yes.
You see, just think about that. And we get puffed up and don't want to do this, don't. And fathers, we should go the extra mile for our children, for our wives, for our church family. We do it. We do everything in love. Praise God. Psalms 24 and 3. It says, Psalm 24 and 3 says, who may ascend into the hills of the Lord? Who? Amen. Or who may stand in his high places? He who has clean hands and a pure heart. God is expecting something from us. And he's talking about the righteous, pure heart, who has not lifted up his soul to an idol. And God is a jealous God. He said he won't have no other gods before him. So we can't put nothing before God. Nor sworn deceitfully, but he shall receive the blessing from the Lord. I had the expert verse of it. And the righteous from God of his salvation. See, God brings salvation in us. We are the righteous. That's who will appear before God. He that has clean hands and a pure heart. I love that about God. I love it. As a father, I love mocking that perfect man, beholding that upright man. For the end of that man is peace.
Yeah.
Yes, you see. So God is our perfect example. And I thank God for that. Because I, as a father, I'm committed. I'm committed to my family, to my wife, to my children, to you all. We are a spiritual family here. I just love showing love to everybody, being kind, praise God. It's just something that I'm motivated by God, by Jesus' example. So I just don't just read this and don't apply it to my life. You see, he said, mark the perfect man. Behold, upright, for the end of that man was peace. He set the standard. So we keep on striving for perfection. Everything, it's a beautiful thing when you understand what you should be doing. That's why we got to study God. We got to study his mind. He tells us how to handle and what to do. Praise God. Amen. Matthew 5 and 8. Praise God. I just want to share a little bit with you. Then I ain't going to be for you long, but I just want to encourage the men as a family, as a whole. Live this life out. Every day, walk in love. Yes. Examples of love. God was our perfect example. He raised Lazarus up. He healed. He opened the eyes of the blind. You see, and we can do, we don't have, it's not maybe not at that, but we can go out. He commissioned us to go out and serve the community and minister to those that are homeless and feed and everything. We can do that because Jesus did it. He's our example of love, perfect love. Praise God. Matthew 5 and 8 says, blessed are the pure in heart. It comes again. We have to live holy. Scripture and Peter say, be ye holy, for I am holy. God has set the standard. That's what loves us. Pure in heart, for they shall see God. That's a promise. That's a promise that we can hold on to and embellish, you see, with joy. Thank God. Thank God. Praise God. Let's look at verse 11. And we almost done. It's all, I got 8 minutes based on the clock. So it's all gone. I say that, but anyway, I'm not pressing. But I thank God. You know, it's just something just to encourage the people of God. Encourage men, praise God. Because we're looking at the real deal. That's it, Jesus, our example of perfect love. In verse 10, it said, Jesus said to him, he who is bathe need only to wash his feet. And I read that verse, but it's completely clean. And you are clean, but not all of you. And that was talking about he knew. And there's another example of love. He knew the man sitting there having eaten with him, breaking bread. Judas. He didn't stop him. He had opportunity to repent and get it right. But it was in his heart. See, he was in it. But Jesus still washed his feet. Talking about humility. Talking about love. Talking about being a servant. You see, he didn't stop. Whatever it took, he gave us an opportunity. He wished that none would be lost, but all would come to repentance. That's the love, that example of perfect love. For he knew who would betray him. Therefore, he said, you are not all clean. Verse 12, so when he had washed their feet, he take his garments and sat down again. And he said to them, do you know what I have done for you? And here it is, he did that. As I said earlier, he did that to show them humility. How are we supposed to walk among our brothers? Walk among our family members? Walk among our neighbors with a humble spirit, with a loving spirit, with a serving spirit. And what he's saying, we have to forget about ourselves. We have to become selfless. Scripture says, no more I, but it's Christ that live in us. We must decrease. That's the, once God has saved you, that's the mind. We will be transforming every day in his life. He said, draw nigh unto me, and I'll draw nigh unto you. Change start coming. Praise God. So he was looking at them. Praise God. And he put back on his clothes, and look what he did. He said, do you know what I have done to you? You call me teacher, which he was, and Lord, which he is. And you shall, you say, well, for so am I. If I then, your Lord and teacher, have washed your feet, you also ought to wash one another's feet. You see, we don't do that much no more, because that was in the then, but it's still applicable. It still works today. We do it. We did it not maybe about 2 months ago, you know, with Sister Jennifer and Shane, our husband, and they washed our feet one night. And we used to do it all the time, you know, in another church. But that was then. But all I'm saying is the attitude we should have about this life, the attitude. See, and everything in God's word is for our ammunition, to help us understand how we should be living this life of holiness. Praise God. You ought to wash one another's feet. Just like I said, there was earlier, they was worrying about who's the greatest or who's going to be greater. And God don't want, he said, no, it ain't about that. This is why I'm doing this, giving you this example. And it's not about none of us. It's about him. All right. And to him get all the glory. He got to get all the glory. See, when we do what God say, everything else fall in line. I've heard testimonies and how different ones, family members were blessed. And like Sister Patricia, her dad and thing, how he planted the seed. And then he dropped the seed in her husband and said, you know, you're a good man, but you need to be saved. And that goes to all of us. If you ain't saved, you're a good man, but you're lacking something. We lack. If you don't have God, when he comes, you're going to miss it. And I love everybody, but I can't make it happen. All I can do is pray for one another, pray for you all. You see? And this is what happened with Noah. A lot of times we don't. Everything in God's word, I could say it again, is true. And we look at Noah, and we all know that experience. 8 souls were saved out of the whole world. You see? And he said, I wish that none would be lost, but that all shall come to repentance. See, God is a merciful God. God is a compassionate God. God is a loving God. He's concerned about all of us. And I thank God for understanding that. For I have given you an example. You see? See, the scripture says, let your light so shine that men can see your good works and glorify your Father in heaven. You see? It's not about me. It's not about any of us. It's about him. We just being obedient. You see? We just being obedient, letting our light shine. Because we know how we got there. And we know what it took for us to get me saved. As someone said earlier, their mother was praying for him, Pastor Warren. And that was in Power Hour. But he had to learn it the hard way. And then he had to be in a position that he had nothing but to look up and say, Lord, you know, he recognized as he praised God. So it's just awesome. It's just awesome to see the love of God. My God, an example that you should do as I have done to you. Most assuredly, I say to you, a servant is not greater than his master. Now, who don't understand that? That's talking about Jesus. Right. His disciples wasn't greater than him. So if I can do this, and it wasn't that he had to do it, but he wants us to understand how we got to walk, how we got to live among each other. I'm so glad that I love God's word. I'm so glad that I'm committed to God's word. I'm so glad I wake up in the morning and it's on my heart. My spirit is stirred up. Because I don't want to have to go lose ground and then have to hurry to get. I don't want to be like the 10 virgins where 5 was wise and 5 was foolish. I want to stay on fire. I have planted. You have to get it in your mind. For Jesus I live and for Jesus I die. Blessed be the name of the Lord. That's the, you got to be gung-ho about this. My wife gave me a pen and it was saying radical for Jesus. And see, we some things we do and we don't realize what it does for a person. You see? See, Jesus did that, gave them that example to let them know, forget about yourself. You got a commission before you. You got to go out and reach the lost. We got to reach people because we see what's going on.
Right.
Today, we're living in some awful times, saints. We're living in some real, real close days. People are losing their lives left and right. People are falling by the wayside. And it's up to us. We have to be in a hurry to go out and share the good news. Because the scriptures tell me, he that the Son has set free is free indeed. I'm free.
All right.
Pastor brought a message on freedom. Mm-hmm. See, I don't let things slip. I hear it. And it stays there. And then I apply it to my life. I apply things to my life like I hear from the teaching of Chucky and Pastor Warren and Pastor and Evangelist Camille and Evangelist the Lord. And all of us. We iron sharpen iron. We are here to encourage one another in the Lord. Because we're going to let you know that, hey, you might be slowing down, but I'm going to encourage you, embrace you. In love. This is what Jesus was doing with his disciples. He embracing them. Praise God. And I'm getting ready to close out. Praise God. Amen. Praise God. Amen. Most assuredly, I say to you, a servant, assuredly, it's guaranteed. You know, this needs to be noticed. L-Y. No greater than his master, nor is he who is sent greater than he who sent him. My God. And we're going to see in the last verses what Jesus' position is when he came to his Father. Praise God. Send me. If you know these things, blessed are you if you do them. What an awesome word. If you know these things, do them. Praise God. I have one scripture I wanted to share, and I'm just going to read it. It's not on your sheet. Praise God, or it's not going to be in there. But it's just so prevalent, then I'll close out with the last verse. But I just want to encourage you, praise God, in God. It's so beautiful. It says in Psalms 90, verse 2, before the mountains were brought forward, ever you had formed the earth and the world, talking about God, even from everlasting to everlasting, you are God. You are God.
Yes.
Remember that. He is God.
Right.
And everyone going to have to give an account for the deeds that are done in their body if they don't repent and accept Jesus as their Lord and Savior. Mm-hmm. Lastly, pray. I didn't want to pass that up because I want to impress on your heart the urgency of each day of your life.
Mm-hmm. All right.
It's not promised tomorrow. Matthew 6:34. Don't worry about yesterday. Don't worry about tomorrow. But focus on right now. Where are you in? Where, if God came today, the clock stop on you. What you gonna do? Are you ready? Are you not? Examine yourself, and do what you gotta do. After that, you can you say then let him start transitioning in your life as you continue to change. Let God will do it. You're not gonna lose anything. My son-in-law back there, he know I excel when I'm around him. I have fun. I enjoy, but I know how far to go. You see, and everything I do it in love. You know, because I want them to smile, I want them relaxed and enjoy. I don't want them to be like this, like I'm God or something where they can't do nothing. No, you enjoy your life. But if you're doing something wrong, I'm going to let you know. Praise God. According to the word. I'll put that. According to the word. It always got to line up with the word. Amen. Speak truth. Why? In love. Because he said the truth shall do what? I don't even have to. And we know what free means. It's just like all. Free is free. Amen. I love God. I love God. Amen. Do you love God? Somebody said that song, do you love God? I love God. It's a beautiful thing. It's a beautiful example of love. Perfect love cast out all fear. All fear. Man, and if they said that, this is where I want to line up. The word told me that. So I want to stay in a position of perfect love. What good? What I'm losing? We talked about it this morning in Proverbs 4. I'm about our steps and how we should live and things. Read it. Praise God. I'm giving it a close out. Philippians 2. And this is a finished work of the word when it comes to Jesus. Praise God. Look what kind of mind he had. Philippians 2 and 3 and 8. Praise God. I'm going to have to get big print because I use my glasses. I ain't got them yet, but I'm going to get some new ones soon. But praise God. I'm just keeping it real. Y'all pray for me when you see me stumbling or something like that. Hey, don't charge it to my heart, charge it to my mind, or vice versa. Praise God. And anyway, we love. Okay, here we go. Let nothing be done through selfish. We talking about love. We talking about humility. We talking about being a servant. Through selfish ambitions. See, we got to mind, guard those things. Ambition or conceit, but in lowliness of mind. And Jesus told them, suffer little children, such is the kingdom of children, and suffer them to come unto me. God, for such is the kingdom. In other words, we have to have a spirit of a child. Every day, that's your father. We acknowledge in the natural father, but that's what I look up, my eternal father. Because other things going on, here and there, they're gone. But God is forever. Forever and ever. So praise God. Lowly mind, let each esteem others. See, we can't be concerned about ourselves. We can't be selfish. Man, I give my family, I give anybody everything. It's going to make a difference because that's my mind being changed to the character of God. And when I boast, guess what? I'm boasting in him. Amen. If he take his spirit at Psalm 51, David said, Lord, whatever you do, don't take your Holy Spirit from me. Mm-hmm. You see, it's his spirit that we move, live, and have our being. Man, I love this life. I love the word. He said it's like honey in the honeycomb. Praise God. Praise God. Amen. We're going to finish up here. Let each esteem others better than himself. Let each of you look out not only for his own interest. See, we have to become selfless. If we do what God said in his word, everything else gonna work out for us. Oh, yes. Praise God. But also for the interest of others. And it says, but let this mind be in you, which was also in Christ Jesus, who, being the form of God, remember I said it earlier, form of God, did not consider it robbery to be equal with God, but made himself of no reputation, taking the form of a bondservant, a slave, and coming in the likeness of man. Look how much he loved us. Look at God. And being formed in his appearance as a man, he humbled himself. We talking about humility. Example of love. Himself and became obedient to the point of death. Even the death of the cross. Praise God. Was that the last one? Yeah, even the death of the cross. So we thank God. We thank God. We thank God. So I just want you to know that. Praise God. We have the perfect example. So we mark him. And if anyone, praise God, don't know Jesus, this is your opportunity. This is your opportunity. Online, on Zoom, all you got to do is ask God for forgiveness. Ask God to save you in the name of Jesus. And it be done. All you got to do is confess your sins. Praise God. We thank God. We thank God. Anyone need prayer, you can stand up. You can come up here. We got able pastors and things. We can pray for you. Anything you like or anything you need, this is the opportunity. So if not, we're going to turn it over to our pastor. Say praise the Lord.
Praise
Hallelujah.
God.
Hallelujah.
Praise God. Amen. Amen. Thank you, Brother Elder Tyrone, for that message today. Example of love. Jesus is that perfect example. And I believe there's some folks in here understand that today. You know that he's been that example for you, and now we're operating love because of Jesus Christ. So we're going to get ready to close out, but you know, people are looking for love in the wrong places. Some people, where's Facebook, Instagram, TikTok, looking for love? Not going to find no love there. You know, find love down in with the gang activity. That don't work because we see so many people in prison now because they made a wrong move and they look for love, look for someone to embrace them, and it was the wrong folk and it ruined their lives. But while you're free, while you're young, while you're strong, while blood is just running warm in your veins, as Elder has said, if you want to know Jesus, today is your day. Amen. Praise God. But if not, why don't we stand? Amen. It's been a happy Father's Day to all the fathers. And I see some young men in here. One of these days, they're going to be fathers. And so understand what love is. If you've been loved by your father, praise God. If you haven't, there's a Heavenly Father who loves you. And when you get to that point, you don't let it be said that I don't know. Because now you've heard that there's men who are standing for God in these last and evil days. So we thank the Lord. Amen. Father God, we thank you.